Both Star Wars and Avatar feature civilizations on moons.
Pandora is one of many moons orbiting the planet Polyphemus, a gas giant planet the size of Saturn.
Scientists are certain exomoons are out there, but so far they've been unable to gather concrete evidence. While NASA's space telescope Kepler has helped find exoplanets dozens of light years away, UT Arlington's Zisla Muselak doesn't think the telescope is powerful enough to locate the smaller exomoons. So he's come up with another way.
By actually looking at the radio waves coming from different stars.
Yep, the plan is to measure radio waves with a radio telescope. Of course, radio waves are used all the time to send information. Think phone calls and TV. But this is the first time scientists are considering using radio waves to locate moons orbiting planets far away. Scientists know there are detectable radio emissions between Jupiter and its moon Io. Muselak and his colleague will search for those same radio emissions beyond our solar system, keeping Jupiter and Io in mind.
If you didn't see Io, you could conclude that Io is there because of the radio emissions. So this is pretty much the whole idea, how to extrapolate this from the solar system to the outer systems.
Muselak says if they can locate these telltale radio emissions, they'll have evidence of exomoons.
And then maybe there's an exomoon which is bigger than our moon, big enough to have an atmosphere, and as a result, civilization could develop there. You know, there could be humans there, or who knows what.
The whole thing might sound far-fetched, but Harvard astrophysicist David Kipping is intrigued.
I think it's a great idea. It's very inventive.
Now, Kipping is also competing in the race to locate exomoons. He's using information from the Kepler telescope.
I actually think a bit of competition is a healthy thing, and ultimately the more tricks we have in our toolbox to discover exomoons, then the sooner we will force them out of hiding, I think.
There is an obstacle to detecting exomoons with radio waves, Kipping says. It's distance. The technique is estimated to work for planets and stars only within about 15 light years from the Earth.
It sounds like a huge number, but remember the galaxy is about 100,000 light years across, so 15 light years is quite close. There's only about 50 stars that close to us. So it's only sort of the very, very closest stars and planets for which we could go about and use this technique.
The UT Arlington researchers have submitted a request to test their technique using the largest radio telescope in the world. It's located far from North Texas in the Netherlands, but it could get them closer to a few exomoons. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.